今天的题目是新地的景象。
Today's message is the nature of new earth。
在我们还没有开始之前，我们来看几处的经文。
And before we begin, let's look at a few places in scripture。
打开启示录22章第一节到第二节。
Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 and 2。
启示录22章第一节，天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神的羔羊的宝座流出来，在河这边与那边有生命树，结12样的果子，每叶都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 1. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great trees of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations.
And then 21章第二节。
And then chapter 21 verse 2.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷有神那里从天降临，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
我们再看21章第23节。
And chapter 21 verse 23.
那城内就不用日光日夜光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp.
最后我们看21章第一节。
Finally, chapter 21, verse 1.
我又看见一个新地，新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
我曾经讲过，如果一个人要移民到一个新的一个地方
，I have mentioned in the past that if anyone is going to immigrate to a new place.
肯定会想要知道那个地方到底是一个怎么样的地方。
For sure, he would be curious as to what this new place is like.
你要知道那里的环境是怎么样。
You want to know the general environment there.
那边的气候怎么样。
The climate there.
工作机会怎么样。
Job opportunities.
房地产的价格。
Property value.
如果有孩子的话，肯定会看看那个学区好不好。
If you have kids, you want to know whether the school districts are good.
还有等等的事情，你都想知道。
And these types of things.
如果我们要移居到这个神为我们所预备的新地。
And we're moving to the new earth which God has prepared for us.
我想我们也想要知道这个地方到底是怎么一个地方。
I think we would want to know what type of place this place is.
可能我们会想到底这个地方有没有山，有没有水。
Perhaps we would wonder if this place has mountains and water.
跟我们现在所住的地球是否有点相似。
Are there any similarities between there and the earth that we live on?
我想你跟我都想知道神为我们所预备的新地到底是一个怎么样的地方。
I think you and I wonder what kind of place will be that God has prepared for us.
我们圣经没有很清楚地讲到底这个新地是怎么样的一个地方。
Bible did not clearly describe this new place.
但是圣经却有讲到今天新地的景象。
But the Bible does talk about the nature of new earth.
圣经讲到这个经济有一点跟这个伊甸园有一点相似。
The The Bible talks about the new earth being similar to the Garden of Eden.
我们这个宇宙跟这个世界，包括我们周围的大自然。
This world, the nature around us.
有时候会给我们尝试到新天新地的景象。
Sometimes it could give us a picture of the nature of the new earth.
当我们看到大自然的美的时候。
When we see the beauty of the nature.
比如说日出日落。
For instance, sunrise and sunset.
刚从天下天上下来的雪
，the newly fallen snow，
或者从高山上流下来的瀑布
，or the waterfall from a high peak，
而等等的大自然的美
，and such beauty of nature，
有时候会给我们尝试到这个天地那种滋味
，sometimes it gives us a taste of the new earth。
我们根据圣经，神为我们所预备的新地。
According to Scripture, the new earth that God has prepared for us.
我们看起来有点像现在我们所居住的地球。
Looks somewhat like the earth that we live in.
更加像神起初所创造的伊甸园。
And more like the Garden of Eden which God initially created.
就好像神起初所创造的伊甸园。
And just as the Garden of Eden which God originally created.
我们圣经讲到伊甸园里面有山、有水、有河流。
The Bible tells us that in the Garden of Eden there were mountains and trees and rivers.
有树木，有花草。
There's trees, there's flowers.
我们除了这些之外。
And besides these.
我们圣经告诉我们，伊甸园人与人之间的关系是完美的。
The Bible tells us that the interpersonal relationship is perfect.
因为那个地方没有罪。
Because there was no sin there.
所以当每次我们读到创世纪第二章的时候。
So every time when we read Genesis chapter 2,
而创世纪第二章是讲到伊甸园。
Genesis chapter 2 talks about the Garden of Eden.
当我们读到这章经文的时候，我们读到伊甸园的时候，我们的感受是怎么样的？
And how do you feel when you read about the Garden of Eden?
我们相对的，当我们读到启示录21章跟22章的时候。
Likewise, when we read from Revelation chapter 21 and 22,
我们的感受又是如何？
What kind of this?Feelings we take away with.
你是否体会到伊甸园是一个真实的地方？
Do you feel that Garden of Eden was a real place?
伊甸园是一个有形体的地方。
A Garden of Eden is a place with forms.
可以在创世纪第二章第八节到第十节这么说。
In Genesis chapter 2 verses 8 to 10 it says,
耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子。
Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden.
把有这样的人安置在哪里?
And there he put the man he had formed.
耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来。
And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground.
可以悦人的眼目。
Trees that were pleasing to the eye.
其上的果子好做食物。
And good for food.
园子当中又有生命树和分别为善的树。
In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
有河从伊甸流出来滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。
A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters.
我们看到这几节经文讲到伊甸园有树木，有花草，有山，有水。
And we see that in the Garden of Eden there was trees and flowers and mountains and water.
然后特别第九节的时候讲到伊甸园有生命树。
And especially in verse 9 it says that in the Garden of Eden there was a tree of life.
那么神亲自造了那个园子，然后把人安置在这个园子里。
And God personally planted the garden and put men among them.
那么同样的，当我们读到这个启示录21章、22章的时候。
And when we look at Revelation chapter 21 and 22,
我们这两章经文也有讲到这个地方，这个新地有山有水。
These two verses also talk about the new earth as having mountains and rivers.
也有生命树。
There's also tree of life.
启示录22章第一节、第二节。
Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 and 2.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河。 明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
在河这边与那边有生命树，结各样的果子，每叶都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations.
我们对这个伊甸园跟天地有什么体会？
What kind of feelings do we have towards the Garden of Eden and the New Earth?
可能你觉得伊甸园是一个具体的地方。
Perhaps you would think that the Garden of Eden was a real physical place.
而天地却是一个不具体的地方。
Yeah, the New Earth is not a physical place.
其实这种想法是错的。
But such thought is wrong.
天地就好像伊甸园一样，是一个具体的地方。
The New Earth is like the Garden of Eden. It's a real physical place.
我们圣经告诉我们，伊甸园有生命树。
The Bible tells us that in the Garden of Eden there was the tree of life.
天地也有生命树。
In the New Earth, there is also a tree of life.
生命树这个名词在创世纪第二章出现了三次。
And the term tree of life appears in Genesis chapter 2 three times.
在启示录出现了四次。
And Revelation it appears four times.
三次是在启示录二十二章。
Three times it appears in Revelation chapter 22.
一次是在启示录第二章第七节。
Once is in Revelation chapter 2 verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
得胜的我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life.
除了伊甸园有新生命树。
And besides the Garden of Eden, which has the Tree of Life,
圣经告诉我们，新地也有生命树。
The Bible tells us that in the New Earth, there's also a Tree of Life.
那么同时，神的乐园也有生命树。
Likewise, in Paradise, there is also the Tree of Life.
我曾经讲过乐园这个地方。
I have mentioned about Paradise in the past.
乐园就是现今的天堂。
Paradise is the present heaven.
也是神现在的居所。
It's also where God dwells right now.
也是现在离开世界是基督徒暂时到的一个地方。
And this is also a temporary place where all Christians who leave this world will go.
有一天，当圣城新耶路撒冷降临到地上的时候
，One day when the new heaven, new Jerusalem comes down to earth.
乐园的生命树将会来到地上。
The tree in paradise will come to earth.
所以圣经讲到这个新地有点像这个伊甸园。
And the Bible talks about that the new earth is somewhat similar to the Garden of Eden.
圣经讲到不单是一个伊甸园，而且是一座城。
The Bible talks about not only is like Eden, but it's also a city.
我们发觉到新地比这个伊甸园有些地方是不一样的。
And we see that in the New Earth, there's some differences between it and the Garden of Eden.
那么除了有河流、有山、有水，圣经告诉我们，新地像一座城。
And besides rivers, mountains, and trees, and the Bible tells us that the New Earth is like a city.
那么圣经也形容天堂好像一个家乡。
The Bible also describes the New Earth as a country.
是一座城。
It's a city.
在启示录二十一章、二十二章。一共提到十五次神的子民要住在这个城里面。
And in Revelation chapter 21 and 22, 15 times it mentioned that God's people will be living in the city.
那么启示录二十一章也提到这个城有多大。
And in chapter 21, he also mentions the size of the city.
这个城有街道，有城墙，而且有这个行人走道。
And there's streets and walls and sidewalks.
那么除了有城墙、城门跟走道、街道，那个城里面这个基地有山、有水、有树。
And besides these, there's also mountains, trees, and water.
你跟我都知道什么是城市。
You and I know what cities are.
城市这个有建筑物有高楼的一个地方。
Cities are where there's building structures and high rises.
有街道，有谁能走到？
There are streets, there are sidewalks.
除了这些，我们都知道城市里面有人在办公。
And besides these, we know that people work in the city.
有各种各样的设备。
And there's various types of facilities.
如果要去吃东西的话，可以到餐馆去。
If you want to go out to eat, there are restaurants.
如果要去散步的话，可以到城市里面一些公园。
If you want to go take a walk, there's parks.
我们住在 Elk 科技。
We live in Albuquerque.
Elk 科技不是一个很大的城市。
Albuquerque is a small city.
我从Dallas 搬过来。
I moved here from Dallas, Fort Worth area.
所以 Elk 科技跟 Dallas Fort Worth 比的话。
And in comparison to Dallas Fort Worth,
好像小五跟大五一样。
It's a small place.
Albuquerque 不是一个很大的城市。
Albuquerque is not a large city.
但是还是一个城市。
However, it is a city.
纽约、芝加哥、洛杉矶或者休斯顿都是一些很大很大的城市。
New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Houston, they're all large cities.
新加坡是一个非常干净的一个城市。
Singapore is a very clean city.
如果你到过新加坡的话，你可能很喜欢新加坡。
If you've ever been to Singapore, you perhaps will like it.
新加坡这个城市有很多这个树木跟花草。
In Singapore, there are many trees and plants.
而且被称为是一个花园城市。
So it's called the Garden City.
所以在启示录二十一章第二节这边说。
So in Revelation chapter 21 verse 2 it says.
我又看见圣神新耶路撒冷有神那里从天降临，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
梦新天新地。讲到将会有一座城叫新耶路撒冷降在地上。
New heaven and new earth is mentioned a city as the new Jerusalem that will come down.
我们按照这圣经，这座城跟地上的城市不一样。
And according to scripture, this city is different from the city that we know.
无论是新加坡或者纽约或者洛杉矶都没有这些设备。
No matter if it's Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles, they have no such facilities.
新地谈到这些设备。
The new earth talks about these kind of things.
墙是碧玉造的。
The wall was made of jasper.
城市金金的。
And the city of pure gold.
如同宁静的玻璃。
As pure as glass.
城墙的根基是用各样宝石修饰的。
The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone.
第一根基是碧玉。
The first foundation was jasper.
第二是蓝宝石。
The second sapphire.
第三是六玛瑙。
The third chalcedony.
第四绿宝石。
The fourth emerald.
第五是红玛瑙。
The fifth is sardonyx.
第六是红宝石。
The sixth is carnelian.
第七是黄帝玉。
The seventh chrysolite.
第八是水窗玉。
The eighth beryl.
第九是红帝玉。
The ninth topaz.
第十是翡翠。
The tenth chrysoprase.
第十一是紫玛瑙。
The eleventh jacinth.
第十二是紫金。
And the twelfth amethyst.
第十二个门是十二颗珍珠。
The 12 gates were 12 pearls.
每门是一颗珍珠。
Each gate made of a single pearl.
城里的街道是金金，好像明透的玻璃。
The great street of the city was of pure gold, like transparent glass.
你们记得这些名词吗？
Do you remember these terms?
有些我都没有看过。
Some of these I've never seen.
这些都是珍珠宝石。
These are all precious stones.
如果你去纽约或者芝加哥，
If you go to New York or Chicago,
你在街上找不到这些东西。
You won't be able to find these on the street.
但是圣经讲这个城，
But the Bible talks about this city.
都有这些东西。
Has all these things.
所以新地这个城跟现在的城市不一样。
The new earth is different from any city that we know.
摩西记也讲到这个城是很大的城。
The Bible talks about the city being a large city.
而且圣经讲到有它的尺寸。
And it has its measurements.
那城里城是四方的。
And it's a square.
长或一样。
As long as it's wide.
天使用鬼子量那城，共有四千里。长或高都是一样。
He measured the city with a rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length.
让人想象一下。
And let's think about it.
我们城是四方的。
It's a square.
长或高都是一样。
It has the same length, width, and height.
我们读过数学跟科学，都有这个印象。
If you study math, you know this concept.
是一个立方体。
It's a cube.
就是长四千里，阔四千里，高四千里。
There's 12,000 stadia in length, width, and height.
这是一个很大的城市。
This is a large city.
如果这个城放在北美洲的话
，And you put the city in North America.
将会占了北美洲三分之二的地方。
It'll take up two-thirds of the land.
可以想象到有多大。
So you can imagine how big it is.
比英国大四十倍。
It's larger than England by 40%, 40 times.
比伦敦没有到过伦敦。
I've never been to London, but.
我没去过伦敦。
Compared to London.
比伦敦大15,000倍。
150,000 times.
但是我必须要明白。
But we must understand.
只是地面就有北美洲三分之二这么大。
The land map, the size of the land is two-thirds of North America.
还没有把城的高度算进去。
You have not considered the height of the city.
假设这座城有很多城。
If the city has many levels.
每城十二层。
And every level is 12 feet high.
那么以四千米来算的话
，And according to 1,400 miles.
你们算得出来吗？大概50,000层楼。
It's about 600,000.
可以住很多的人。
Lots of people could live there.
但是有些弟兄姐妹就问我，哇。这个到末世的时候，有这么多得救的基督徒，到底够不够住
？And there's people who ask me, in the end, there's so many people who will be saved with this land you're digging up.
可能我没有这个答案。
I don't have this answer.
我们这个城跟纽约、跟芝加哥不一样。
And this city is different from New York and Chicago.
我们这个城市没有污染。
This city is without pollution.
没有犯罪的事情。
There's no criminal activity.
也不用找垃圾。
You don't need to dump trash.
我们也找不到流浪汉在街道上走来走去。
There are no homeless.
这座城是信耶稣的人都向往的一个地方。
This is where all believers in Jesus Christ are going.
所以在希伯来书亚伯拉罕讲到他向往要去这个地方。
So in the book of Hebrews, it mentioned that Abraham was designed to go to this place.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同蒙一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents as did Isaac and Jacob.Who were heirs with him of the same promise?
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
那么同样的，我们也是在这个世上做客。
Likewise, we're merely travelers through this world.
那么这个世界是我们暂时居住的一个地方。
This world is only a temporary dwelling for us.
有一天，我们要到神为我们所预备的新地，就是那座城。
And one day we will go to this new earth which God has prepared for us, which is the city.
那么圣经告诉我们，这个新地跟伊甸园有点相似。
The Bible tells us that the new earth is similar to Garden of Eden.
那么圣经也告诉我们，这个新地有一座城。
And the Bible also tells us that in this new earth that there's a city.
还有没有其他的东西?
Are there other things?
我刚才讲到因地有树木有山有水有河流
Now I have mentioned that in the new earth there's water, there's river, there's mountain.
如果你喜欢大自然的话我想你必定会喜欢因地
If you like nature, I'm sure you would like the new earth.
美国有很多很美丽的地方
In the US there are many beautiful places.
比如说大峡谷还有 Yellowstone National Park 还有这个尼加拉瓜大瀑布
such as Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls
我们这些地方都显露出大自然的美
all these places reveals the beauty of nature
我们肯定的这些大自然的美跟心地的美是没有得比的
And it's true that these beauty cannot be compared to the beauty that we will see in the new earth.
我喜欢大自然。
I like nature.
我到过大峡谷跟这个 Niagara Falls.
I've been to Grand Canyon and also Niagara Falls.
那么这些美深深的吸引了我。
And all these beauty really touch me.
我相信心地有更美的地方。
I believe in new earth there's even grander places.
这个地方的美跟经济是没有得比的。
And the beauty here cannot compare to the beauty there.
所以我们看到圣经里面讲那些圣经为信心的人，他们向往到要到这个地方去。
So we see in scripture that the spiritual greats that were mentioned, they had a desire to go to the new place.
那么经济除了有树木、有花草
，And the new earth besides having trees and plants,
有河流、有山、有水。
There's river, there's mountain, there's water.
还有什么其他的东西?
What else is there?
让我们想象一下。
Let's imagine.
我们经济到底有没有天啊？有没有这个太阳跟月亮?
Is there going to be sun and moon there?
我们有些人读到圣经的时候，他们以为经济是没有太阳，没有月亮。
Some people think when they read the scripture that the new earth there is not going to be sun or moon.
特别你读到这个二十一章二十三节的时候。
Especially when you read Revelation chapter 21 verse 23.
那晨日又不用日夜光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为晨的灯。
The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp.
然后不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光、日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun.For the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever.
当我们看到这两节经文的时候，我们会想到星地，星天星地没有太阳，没有月亮。
And when we look at these two verses, we might think that there will be no sun or moon in the new earth.
其实，当我们仔细看这两节经文的时候
，But when we carefully examine these two verses,
我们这两节经文没有想到星天星地没有太阳，没有月亮。
It did not say that there will not be sun or moon in the new earth.
这里的经文是讲到神的荣光照耀这些黑暗的地方。
So these two verses simply say that God's glory will light all the dark places.
不需要太阳和月亮的光。
There would be no need for the sun or the moon.
因为有神的荣光。
Because of God's glory.
所以神的荣光已足够照亮黑暗的地方。
And God's glory is sufficient to shine upon all dark places.
所以新天新地有太阳有月亮。
Therefore, the new heaven and new earth has sun and moon.
有太阳应当有日落跟日出。
And if there is sun, then there will be sunrise and sunset.
如果你们喜欢看这个日落跟日出的话。
If you enjoy watching sunrise and sunset.
我想新天新地不是一个失望的一个地方。
I don't think the new heaven and new earth will be a place of disappointment.
新地，圣经告诉我们有太阳，有月亮。
The new earth, the Bible tells us there's going to be sun and moon.
但是没有海。
But there's not going to be sea.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Then I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
没有海不代表没有水。
Without sea doesn't mean that there is no water.
刚才我讲过，这个新地有山有水有河流。
Now, I have mentioned that in the new earth that there is mountain and river and water.
可能有湖，有很大的湖。
Perhaps there is a lake, a huge lake.
湖里面都有这些鱼跟珊瑚。
And there's fish and perhaps coral.
有些人非常喜欢这个海。
Some people really like the sea.
那可能会感觉到有点失望。
And perhaps they're disappointed.
那么有些科学家认为，在神还没有用洪水来审判这个世界之前
，and some scientists believe that before God used the water to judge the world，
那么这个世界是没有现今的海把这个世界分成不同的大陆
，and that there was not the oceans in the world to divide the land.
那么当这个洪水到来的时候
，and that when the flood came,
把整个世界都淹没了
，it covered the whole earth.
那么水退去之后，就形成今天的海和今天的陆地。
And after the water receded, it formed the land and the oceans today.
那么从此之后，海就把这些国家分开了。
And then afterwards, the sea divided the nations.
那么人与人之间那种关系就不一样了。
And the relationship between men changed.
那么海对于那古代的人是不好的东西。
And the sea was a bad thing to the ancient people.
海带来给他们很多不方便的地方。
The sea brought many inconveniences to them.
要到另外一个地方，有时候必须要坐船。
To go from one place to another, sometimes they need to take a boat.
我们在海上有时候会遇到那个大风浪。
And sometimes they might need a great storm on the ocean.
而失去了方向。
And lose their direction.
使让人感到害怕。
And it gives the people fear.
但是圣经讲到新地没有海。
But the Bible says that in the new earth there is no more sea.
其实现在的海有它的功用。
Actually, currently, the sea has the oceans have its function.
那海好像一个氧很大很大的氧化石。
The
oxidation pond.
Okay.
It's like oxidation pond.
The ocean is like an oxidation pond.
以前我是学土木工程的。
I was civil engineer in the past.
你家里的污水到底是什么清理的？
How is the water in your home cleansed?
我们当中Jeffrey 是在那个这个 wastewater treatment 上班。
Jeffrey works for the wastewater treatment.
有一天我去拜访他。
One time I went to visit him.
他带我去看他那个 treatment plant.
He brought me to look at the treatment plant.
这个设备里面有很多很多这个氧化石。
And there's many oxidation ponds.
所以家里的污水就是流到那边。
And the subject basically all the used water goes there.
然后就在那个氧化石里面来被清理。
And all the sewer water gets cleansed there.
所以这个海就是现在一个很大很大的氧化石。
And the ocean is a large oxidation.
所以我们世界很多污染的东西就流到海里面去。
So many pollutions flow into the ocean.
但是这个海有那种洁净的功能。
And the sea has the ability to cleanse.
但是我们知道新地没有污染。
But we know that in the new earth there will not be pollution.
新地也不需要这个海来洁净。
And in the new earth, there's no need for sea.
所以我们可以想象到新地的景象。
So we can imagine the nature of the new earth.
新地有点像跟伊甸园有点相似。
First, new earth is similar to the Garden of Eden.
第二，新地圣经告诉我们是一座城。
Second, Second, the Bible tells us that New Earth is a city.
我们圣经也告诉我们，新地我们可以看到太阳跟月亮。
And that we will see sun and moon.
而新地是一个没有海的一个地方。
And it's a place with no sea.
所以盼望我们能够想象到圣经所告诉我们的。
So hopefully we can imagine what the Bible tells us.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Father, we thank you for giving us your word today.
也求主你让我们看到新地的景象。
Thank you for letting us see a picture of the nature of the new earth.
让我们向往这个地方。
Help us to have a desire to go there.
因为我们知道所有得救的基督徒有一天要到那个地方去。
Because we know that all believers who are saved will one day go there.
求主赐给我们信心。
Please give us faith.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.